So I actually left the house today, and when I did, something wild happened, as usual. We got the store, and I took a longer time than we only went in there to buy something for one of the babies of the family, and of course, me being me, and then, you know, thinking of other things that I had to do, I was like, you know, I don't like to go out more than once, honestly, like a week. And, you know, I went on full-on shopping, basically, getting a few food and stuff, you know, things that they have at the dollar store. And as we were leaving, you know, there was a commotion in the aisle beside us. And I, you know, we was in the middle of the hood. It's where we used to live. And we only went there because it was closer. But, you know, it used to be, like, our routine. We'd get up, go down there, grab us which like, food products and hair supplies, stuff that we need from the dollar store, and then we would get home. Like, it was a routine. Like, we love doing that. But, like, going in now as well. Now, I haven't lived over there in about 12 years. Nothing has changed except things have closed. They're trying to make it look, you know, upscale. But, like, when you go in, it's still the same. Not enough workers. But the workers have pride, so the place ain't a mess. You know what I'm saying? They always hire good people over there. It's just that they always got bad work conditions. Guaranteed, you know, they don't get paid more. Where they should. Like, people's retail service should be paid just like hospital service, according to how well they are. Like, I can't stand these corporate. That's why I don't like corporations. But let's be real. But anyway, so this boy, apparently it fell. So the people around him were like, hey, do you need some candy? Are you diabetic? And I see him looking slightly confused. And he's like, no, I don't know what happened. And I say, you know, he went down again. He went down the second time. I was standing right there at the door. I turn around, boy, when he fell, his eyes were wide open. There was no movement. I was like, oh my God. I wanted to immediately run over there and touch him, because I could see nobody was in their right mind to do anything. But I knew, like, because of when I touched Miss Carol. I mean, I had that demon on me. Let's see. That's what I'm saying. I touched that woman in, like, 2018. That's all I'm saying. Her crazy ass spirit carried with me until just like a little while ago. It was about like 2020 when I told her, when I tried to help her as long as I could. Finally, I was like, yo, I cannot help you. And so, because, you know, I usually don't carry nobody with me, but she was getting on my nerves. She was an old lady and she was my neighbor. You know, like, here is, you know, Derek talking about, like, hey, your eyes have been like that, you know, it's like possession. But, like, what, well, he doesn't understand. I can't, it's not about possession with me. It's more about redemption. I'm going to carry you as long as I can carry you, but your dumb ass ain't going to sit there and try to bring my life down, bitch, because you want to be racist and your dementia ass mind. Like, I ain't got time for that shit. Like, I'm on my grandma, like, to this day, I would sit there, like, I finally let that shit go. My grandma called me a bitch while she was going through her dementia. Like, me, just me. She started attacking me. And I didn't understand it. You know, it was one of those, yeah, she was changing her clothes. She looked at me and she was like, bitch. But it was like right after she had her dementia episode. And before she went into the nursing home. So I had a feeling she was already gone. See, that's what people got to realize. When sometimes when you OD and you think you gone on a trip, bitch, you died. You think you gone on the trip, bitch, you died. So let's not go on no trips, dumbasses. Let's keep the drugs away from our systems, especially in a pandemic world. Nigga, do you know how many people died and their bodies were snatched without them being able to? Y'all know that episode of Mordecai and Rigby. Sorry, Adventure Time, where Rigby is, look at that, 1, 2, 3, 4, where Rigby abused his body so much the soul left his body, and then, like, this other dude stole his soul, and Rigby, soul stole his body, and then Rigby was stuck in a trash can. Good thing his friends could see his spirit, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, like, why did not people take these things seriously? Because they put them in cartoons as opposed to making them live action films and or TV, or basically putting them on the news. No, they want to sensationalize death. Now, see, that's the reason why people's bodies get snapped. Where are you going to go if somebody destroys your vessel? So, like, so right now, there is, unless their ancestors prepared a place for them in these types of situations where they can wake up and be in their own mind and their own body, meaning they were taught correctly before they died, as opposed to people like me. Thank God for God. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck all of y'all that think it makes sense to make secrets and shit about life and death, you bitches. Like, I'm not even playing. Like, listen, when God allows me to be able to speak out in public, don't think I'm not going to sound like this. Don't think that I'm going to smile at people now. Don't think that I'm going to sit there and be like Moji. Fuck that. I'm going to be like Tupac. And I'm not going to give any shits about your town. The thing that pisses me off about most people that end up in my situation, you know, like MCs and rappers and, you know, divas and shit like that, you know, they always got to be nice because they want to be famous. Bitch, I'm laying in my mom and daddy's house. I could possibly be homeless if they don't like my attitude and think I'm crazy again. Do we really want to talk about life like that right now? Like, I'm sitting there, like, oh, I'm so sick of people. I mean, I remind myself that everybody around me thought that I was pampered, but their pampered asses, well, their parents is giving them, you know, thousands of dollars to fix up their places and shit. My dad gave me $700 when I bought my first car when I was 30 fucking 3. So, don't test me. All right. Put ourselves in like these categories according to the way we look, dress, talk, whatever. Now, how much money do you have? And then where is your motivation? That's where your category is. Doesn't matter, black, white, hippie, steampunk, you know, Amish, whatever. Like, which category are you in? Are you in the low income area or are you in the rich people area? And then from there, because, you know, those are the smallest denominations, because, you know, then you have, see, that's regular working folk. But then you have people like me, right? So you have the low income crazy, and then you have the rich, you know, pampered. I've always been the low income crazy. I just know how to dress because my parents had sense. So when I decided to start showing my true colors of, like, how I felt inside, oh, people don't like that. They don't like to see how you really feel. They don't want to see that you sad. They don't want to see that you upset. They don't want to see that you really are hurting, especially when they have in their mind that you got everything and they have nothing. So anyway, the boy literally, his eyes were open. They were open. So he gets up. And he's like, yeah, no, I'm not diabetic. I don't know what happened. Falls again when he gets outside. And like, I was telling my dad, I'm like, Dad, they didn't even help him. Like, the people in the car saw him fall the second time. I mean, third time. It's probably the fourth time. And Derek said he hit his head on the pole and he was crying. See, once I get a certain amount of way away from people, I can't hear anything. So, you know, it's like, you know, no sound at all. And So I didn't hear him crying, and apparently it was pretty loud, like a ghostly wail. And the boy got in the car, and the people pulled up. I mean, like, so my dad was like, well, clearly they're aware of his situation. And he was like, they probably, you know, if he was lonesome, they probably gave it to him, like, true facts. That's why they didn't get out. They can't incriminate themselves. But, you know, I was hoping that somebody got the license plate as those people were making phone calls to 911. Because I was so flabbergasted that all of those adults were around and all they could do was call on their cell phone. Nobody, you know, wanted to touch them. But like I said, I knew I couldn't. And that made me sad. You know, it's like, if I touch this boy, I know he's full of things that aren't him. But God was waking him up, man, to make sure he was able to get back in his body, to not sit there and die on the floor at the Dollar Tree. Like, taking someone's life, man. Like, why? Why do we do these things and act like it's justified? When your soul is forced from your body, the confusion is great. The pain is massive. And you're not ever the same.